Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok!
Hiya, folks. Hold on your hats and gallop along with Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We've got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that famous talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Snap, crackle, pop.
Today, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, The Phantom of Gun Valley.
You know, at breakfast time, everybody's usually in kind of a hurry. There's not much time for talking. And that's why so many folks, kids and moms and dads, like Kellogg's Rice Krispies. It's the talking cereal. When you pour milk or cream on these light brown toasty puffs of rice, they speak right up and say snap, crackle, pop to tell you how crisp they are. So ask Mom to get the cereal that keeps you company, that talks while you eat. Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Most of the dangers that United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles ran into were as obvious as .45 caliber slugs or murderous outlaws. But one time, deadly danger led them down a trail of bewildering mystery when they followed the Phantom of Gun Valley.
Star, easy boy, easy. It's far enough now. Stand there now, Star. This won't take long. There he is, sitting right by the lamp, counting his money.
Hold it right there. Don't go for your gun.
Who are you?
Never mind. Step back from that table so I can pick up that money.
I thought I heard the door.
Oh. Stand over by the wall, ma'am. You won't get hurt.
What do you want?
He wants the money, Laura.
Oh, no.
Well, he's not getting it. That's the money I got for my cattle today.
I know it.
That's the money for my whole year's work. You can't have it, you hear?
Sam, be careful.
Step back, I said.
No!
No! Oh, Sam, don't go for your gun, Sam! No!
Now stand back if you don't want to get shot, too.
All right, all right.
Steady now, steady. Stand still. Back in that house before I plug you. Come, Star. Let's ride. Yeah.
Wake up, Jingles. Somebody's at the door.
Oh, Bill. It's the middle of the night.
It's almost morning. Let's see who it is.
I'll light the lamp, Bill.
Oh, Bill. Bill, help me.
Whoa, now, just a minute, ma'am. Come on in. Take it easy.
It was just awful. He just shot him down, and then he shot him again. Can't you do something?
Sure we can.
Here's the lamp, Bill. What happened? Who was that?
Well, let's see. That's Laura Gaines from the Walking Jay spread.
Yeah, it is. Howdy, Mrs. Gaines.
I walked into the parlor, and this little fat man with a mask had a gun on Sam, and when Sam wouldn't give him the money, he shot him, and then he shot him again, and he said he'd shoot me, too, if I tried to stop it.
Now, just take it easy, ma'am. We can get the story a lot straighter if you can go a little bit slower.
How badly is Sam hurt, Laura?
I don't know, Bill. I don't even know if he's still alive. I did what I could for him, and I came right into town. Can you get the doctor for me?
Sure. Jingles, get dressed. Go get the doctor. I'll saddle the horses and be ready to ride when you get back.
Sure, Bill. Now, don't you worry, Laura. We'll take care of everything for you, and we'll stick right with you till we find out what this is all about.
Bill, you were in there with the doctor all the time. What do you really think?
Doc told you the truth, Laura. Sam had a mighty close call, but there's a good chance that he'll pull through.
Thank heaven for that. If only Sam had given that man the money. that it was all our cattle money for the whole year, and Sam decided to fight for it.
Bill, we got to do something about that trigger-crazy sidewinder.
We sure do, Jingles. This is roundup time, and with all the ranchers shipping cattle, there's going to be a lot of big money around.
And he might do the same thing with some other rancher.
That's what I'm afraid of. Now, Laura, you've got to tell us all you can remember about this man.
I told you everything, Bill. He wore a mask so I couldn't see his face, and he was short and fat. And when I followed him out to his horse, he pointed a gun at me and told me to get back inside, so that's the last I saw of him.
What sort of a horse was he riding?
I did notice that. It was pure white with a black mane and tail.
Huh? Well, now, that don't sound right.
Oh, I'm sure of it, Jingles.
But, Bill, there ain't one horse in 10,000 that's pure white with a black mane and tail.
I can remember only seeing one. The one Cy Williams rides.
Cy Williams? The stage driver?
Yeah. Anytime he ain't driving the stage, he's riding that big white horse with the black mane and tail.
Oh, but, Bill, Cy Williams is a little thin man.
He sure is. A good puff of wind would lift Cy right out of the saddle.
Oh, I'm sure it wasn't Cy. It was a little fat man wearing a mask and riding a white horse.
I guess we better hunt up Cy and have a talk with him, Jingles.
You just take it easy, Laura. Everything's going to turn out all right now.
Oh, I'll be all right, Jingles. You and Bill be careful, won't you?
Always careful, ma'am. It's Bill that keeps sticking his neck out.
We'll be as careful as we can and still catch that little fat man, Laura. So long for now.
Bye.
Bill, I just can't figure how...
Hold it, Jingles. Look, up there on the hill.
White horse with a black mane and tail.
Yeah, and a little fat man in the saddle. Let's go!
Say, Charlie, you know when you cook breakfast when you're camping out, you hear some mighty cheerful sounds.
Oh, yeah. How's that, Slim?
Well, sir, the fire kind of sputters and makes a noise,
mm-hmm.
and the coffee perks loud, and then oft times for cereal, cowhands have Rice Krispies.
Oh, and I'll bet the way they go snap, crackle, and pop when you pour on milk or cream makes the cheeriest sound of all.
It sure does. It's just like pretty singing the way those little light brown morsels go snap, crackle, and pop to tell you how crisp they are. And somehow it just takes the lonesomeness out of things, even if you're out there all by yourself.
Yeah, and I'll tell you another thing. That chirpy sound the world's only talking cereal makes is sure proof that Kellogg's Rice Krispies are crisp. They're always crisp and fresh when you pour them out of the box.
Yes, sir, and ready to talk, too. Partners, talk your moms into getting you Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Makes the prettiest sound this side of 9 o'clock, whether you eat them at home or out on the range.
Kids, you know Slim is right. Now you ask Mom to get you a big package of Kellogg's Rice Krispies and have some for breakfast tomorrow. As Wild Bill and Jingles stepped out of the ranch house, they spotted the white horse with the black mane and tail and with a little fat rider in the saddle. It was high on the hill above them and moving at a fast gallop, but the lawman mounted and took up the chase.
We're gaining on him, Bill. Ain't a horse in the county that can run away from Buckshot and Joker.
He's still almost a mile ahead of us, Jingles, and he's almost to town. We're not going to catch him before he gets there.
No, all right, we'll ride right on in and after him.
He'll be on saddle and hold up someplace before we get there.
Well, he can't hide that cayuse of his. In a town the size of this one, that big white will stick out like a waterfall in the middle of the desert.
Yeah, that horse is our best clue to who did the shooting, Jingles. Let's find him as fast as we can. Get up there, Buckshot.
Jack Joker, you heard what Bill said. Ha, ha, ha!
Look here, Hickok. From the questions you're asking, it sounds like you're accusing me of shooting Sam Gaines.
No, he's not accusing you at all, Cy.
I'm just saying that whoever did the shooting rode a horse that looks exactly like yours.
Which is the same as saying that I did it.
Cy, I don't think you did do it.
Heck no. The man we're after is about three times as fat as you are.
All we want to do is look at your horse.
There you go again. Well, I'm getting tired of being took for a hold-up man. Now, get out of here.
Cy, put that gun away.
Get him, Jingles.
Come on, now, drop that gun.
Oh, I've got his arm, Jingles.
You ought to know you couldn't cover both of us. Now, let go.
No!
That's better.
Now, stand up and cut out the foolishness, Cy. We're law officers, and we're here on business.
And for somebody that doesn't even look like the gent we're after, you're acting about as guilty as a black bear in a honey tree.
I'm sorry, Bill. I lost my head. You come awful close to calling me a gunslinging robber.
There's a good way to prove you're not.
How's that?
Let us have a look at that white horse of yours.
Oh, all right. Go ahead. I got to take the stage out at noon. I got 6 horses to harness.
Now, where is your horse?
In that box stall at the back of the stables. But watch him. Star don't think much of strangers.
We'll watch him. Come on, Jingles.
What are you going to look for, Bill?
I just want to see if Star's been ridden hard. He's all lathered up. He's probably the horse we chased into town.
I never thought of that.
There he is.
Easy now, Star. Now, we ain't going to hurt you. What's the matter, Bill?
This horse is as cool as a trout stream, Jingles. He hasn't been out of his stall all night.
See, what did I tell you?
I thought you was busy hitching the stagecoach team.
I had to see what you was up to. Well, what do you think now?
Just what we thought before, you little sawed-off bobcat.
We never thought you were guilty, Si. But whoever he is rides a horse just like this one.
There ain't another horse just like that one, and you know it. Either you and Jingles have got it in for me for some reason, or that horse you saw was a ghost.
Jingles.
What? Who? Hey! Now, don't come busting into the office like that when I'm taking a nap, Sheriff. You scared me out of 6 months' growth and my knees are shaking like a day-old colt.
Can't help it. Where's Bill? I gotta talk to him.
Oh, he'll be back in a minute. Just went to the post office. Now, what's got you so fired up, Sheriff?
That Phantom Rider again.
What Phantom Rider?
That little fat man on the white horse. He's done it again.
When?
Last night. Shot and killed Luke Griswold out at Blue Mountain and stole the cattle money Luke got in the mail yesterday afternoon. That's the 4th one this week, and Sam Gaines is the only one that's still alive. The other 3 are dead.
Howdy, Bill. Sheriff just dropped in to see you.
Hello, Bill. I got news for you.
All right, what's up?
Well, he says that a Phantom got his mail in a white horse, and when it come to the mail, Luke Griswold sold his cattle at Blue Mountain, came to town, shot him, and he's dead.
Jingles, huh? What are you talking about?
Oh, he's all mixed up, Bill. Oh. Luke Griswold got shot and killed for his cattle money last night.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's too bad. Anybody see it?
Well, the hands come running out of the bunkhouse when they heard the shot, and that little fat man on a Phantom horse was just disappearing down the road.
That horse is no Phantom, Sheriff.
Well, then why can't anybody catch it? Or why don't it turn up somewhere around town?
I don't know, but the horse is real and so is the rider.
I ain't so sure anymore. I'm beginning to think all of us have been seeing goats.
Oh, cut it out, Jingles. Now, let's go check on Si's horse again.
Already did. Had my deputy sneak down to the remount stable at the stage station. Si wasn't there, but his horse was.
Had it been ridden?
Nope. Cool and dry and wearing a horse blanket.
Well, that proves that Si and his horse Star aren't the ones that are guilty. Now we got to find out who is.
Yeah, where do we start?
Well, it looks like we've got a varmint to catch. Let's set a trap.
That makes sense, but where do we set it? He strikes in a different place every night.
But every time, he strikes at a cattleman who's just collected his money that afternoon.
By golly, you're right, Bill.
Where does that money come from?
Why, it comes from the cattle buyers over at the railhead. Every day a trainload of cattle goes out and the money's sent up here on the stage along with the mail.
Now we're getting somewhere. I don't know where, but we're getting there.
We're getting over to the stage depot to see who gets a shipment of money today, Jingles. Come on, Sheriff.
Oh, maybe we ought to disguise ourselves and do our snooping around quiet-like so nobody gets suspicious.
That idea won't work, Sheriff. There ain't no way in the world to disguise Jingles P. Jones. Now, hold still, Joker.
You're right there. A skinny man can stuff himself up with pillows, but with a shape like yours, you can't take nothing off.
Hold it a minute. You just came up with a whole new idea, Sheriff.
I did?
Sure. All week, we've been looking for a little fat man who's been doing this killing. Maybe we ought to be looking for a little skinny man who stuffs himself up with pillows.
And rides a white horse with a black mane and tail.
Well, what do you know? I know right where to find a little skinny man.
And he rides that kind of a horse.
And he drives a stage every day bringing in the money for them cattlemen.
Get up, Buckshot.
Get around, Joker. I'll bet we're going to talk to Mr. Si Willie. Comes, Bill. Size up on the box.
Good. You know what you're to do, Laura.
Sure, Bill. You want me to listen to his voice when you talk to him. But I still don't think Si is the one. He doesn't look like him at all.
Remember, he could have changed his look. They sure can't handle them horses.
Yeah, real good with them.
Hey, Sam, I want to talk to you.
I'm busy now, Hickok. Got a load of money and mail to turn over to the post office.
I'll just talk while you're getting unloaded.
Well, I can't stop you from talking, and I sure wish you'd leave me alone.
We can't leave anybody alone till we find out who's been doing all the robbing and killing.
Well, it ain't me. You know yourself that Star, that horse of mine, ain't been out of the barn on any of the nights that there's been robberies.
Oh. What's the matter, Laura?
Yeah. What's the matter, Miss Gaines?
Oh, nothing. Nothing. I just happened to think of something I should have remembered.
What's that got to do with me?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Yeah. Now then, I'll leave it. I got the mail and the cattle money for Ed Brody. Got to get it over to the post office before you accuse me of robbing the United States mail.
Well, he's just as jumpy as ever.
Sure acts suspicious to me.
What do you think, Laura? Could you recognize the voice?
Maybe, Bill, but I'd hate to say unless I knew for sure.
Well, that didn't work either.
But there's one thing I just remembered.
What's that?
The night that Sam was shot, I was at the door when the bandit rode away. And when he started his horse, he called him by name.
What was the name of his horse?
It was Star.
Say, Slim, did you ever see an Indian talking with smoke signals?
Sure thing, Charlie. It's sort of amazing, too. Just by sending up smoke signals, Indians used to send long-distance messages. They had a language all their own, and nobody could tell what Indians were talking about unless they understood their smoke signals. But I know what this is all leading up to, Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Right, because Kellogg's Rice Krispies have a language all their own, too, but it's a language anybody can understand. Their friendly, cheerful snap, crackle, pop sure lets you know pronto, better than words can, how fresh and crisp they are.
You're sure right, Charlie, about it being easy to understand. Makes good listening, and better yet, mighty fine eating.
You betcha, Slim. And the reason Kellogg's Rice Krispies are always so cheery and talkative is that they're so fresh and crisp. When you pour on milk or cream, they just naturally speak up to tell you so. Now, have Mom get you a package of Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal, the very next time she shops.
And believe me, Rice Krispies' snap, crackle, and pop language is better than the Indian smoke talk any day. Because you can eat Rice Krispies, you can't eat smoke.
Remember, ask Mom to get you Rice Krispies. Everything seemed to point to Cy Williams, the stage driver, and his white horse Star in the search for the Phantom Killer. But Wild Bill always found the horse in the barn after each crime, and it showed no signs of having been ridden hard during the night. Bill still had to find proof.
Doggone it, Bill. You mean you want more proof than you got already?
We can't prove a man guilty of murder in what we have now, Jingle.
I know that, but if we let him run loose, Ed Brody's liable to get killed tonight. He picked up his money and took it out to the ranch.
I know that, Sheriff. And Jingles and I are riding out there to wait for that phantom rider.
We are?
We sure are. And if he comes near that ranch on his white horse, he's riding right into trouble.
All I want is one clear shot at him. I'll find out whether he's a phantom or not.
I just want to find out if he's Cy Williams.
Well, if it is Cy, he ain't made a move yet. Still up in his room at the hotel, and his horse Star is in the box stall down at the remount stable.
Yeah, and I want you to make sure he stays there.
The horse?
That's right. You hide out in that stable and don't let that horse out of your sight, Sheriff. If Cy takes him out, hit the saddle and trail him. But if he doesn't, you stay there all night.
Anything you say, Bill.
All right, Jingles. Let's get out to Brody's ranch.
Well, we got one break, Bill. There's a little bit of a moon.
Yeah. And we can see all around the ranch house from up here on the hill.
Well, if that rider's coming, I wish he'd hurry up. It's almost midnight.
Hold it. I hear something.
Where? What?
It's a horse, all right. Come down the hill above us.
Bill, I got Buckshot and Joker hit up there. What if he finds them?
Just keep quiet and hope he doesn't.
Hold up, hold.
Bill, he stopped. You're Joker.
I know it. Now, quiet.
Joker, you big idiot. Shut up!
Now you've done it, Jingles. Get out and start shooting.
That'll be a pleasure. There he goes. He's riding a white horse.
Run for the horses, Jingles. I think this time we've got it.
Doggone it, Bill. Beat us to town again.
He had a good start before we ever got to our horse. Here's the stage depot. Ho, my chuck.
Oh, ho, Joker, ho.
Here, Jingles, did you just ride by here?
No, Sheriff, but the man we were chasing did.
I was inside watching that big white, and somebody went by flying at a full gallop before I get my head out the door.
Scarred, have you stole it all tonight?
Nope. I watched him like a hawk, Bill.
Oh, there goes our proof again, Bill.
I don't think so. I'll bet we'll find another horse with a black mane and tail, and I'll bet he'll be tied in back of the hotel.
Two horses like that? It ain't possible.
Now, you're the one who wants proof. All right, let's go get it. Here's the hotel stable, Jingles. Easy, Buckshot.
Slow down, Joker. Whoa. Bill. Bill, somebody coming out the door.
Oh, boy.
Oh, oh.
All right, hold it right there.
You dropped him, Bill.
Keep away from that gun.
Yeah. Oh. All right, Hickok. What's the idea of shooting an honest citizen just because he comes home late?
We'll find out whether you're honest or not. What are you doing with those two pillows?
They're the pillows out of my hotel room. And it's none of your business what I was doing with them.
Jingles, step into that stable and look for a white horse.
Sure, Bill.
I'm getting out of here.
Oh, no, you're not. You try to run from me and I'll shoot you.
You wouldn't.
If you're the killer I think you are, I wouldn't take a chance of letting you get away.
I think you mean it.
I sure do.
Well, looks like we hit the jackpot, Bill.
A white horse, huh?
With a black mane and tail and lathered from one end to the other.
How about it, Si?
That's it, Marshal. I'm finished.
You bet you're finished. You had us fooled for a while with two horses and two pillows. But there's two of us, too. When we put two and two together, it added up to too many killings, too many horses, and one little ghost rider that was too darn fat.
Let's check that arithmetic, Jingles. I think we got one to carry.
Yeah, we sure have. One little killer to carry right off to jail.
Now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Folks, next Monday, we're going to take you up into the Northwest for a Wild Bill Hickok story.
We sure are, kids. And we've got a corker. It's all about trouble and gunfighting in the timber country. We call it the Whine of a Saw.
So long, kids.
See you Monday.
Say, what day is today? Today's Tuesday. Why, yes, every day is Tuesday. If you have Kellogg's Variety Pack on the breakfast table, you get to choose your favorite cereal any day when you have Kellogg's Variety Pack. You can choose Kellogg's Corn Flakes, Rice Krispies, Sugar Frosted Flakes, and many others with Kellogg's Convenient Variety Pack. In fact, you get 10 generous servings, each individually fresh packed to you. What day is it? Why, just remember, it's always Tuesday with Kellogg's Variety Pack. Choose it when you shop today.
Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Marion Richmond, Tim Graham, and Leroy Leonard. Our story was written and directed by Paul Pierce, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again Monday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!